The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlaha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Ruach Hashem tenichenu began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being said for Ashwa Moshe ben Nuna vegam Miki Meir ben Jamie Jamila. We begin today's daf on Kuf Samich Aleph Amud Bet, and we are starting from 1, 2, 3, 4 lines. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yohanan Kol Mehakim Kulam Tzarik Shiichtov Veden Kiyum Mehon. Okay, halakha. Whenever you make an erasure in the shtar, you have to make what's called kiyum. That means at the end of the shtar, you have to write on line erase number 26. We erase the word and we put this word instead of the erasure, and they have to come to edim and sign to make kiyum that was otherwise could be the erasure after the signature, and therefore the adding to the shtar. So you have to make kiyum to the mechika. Look at the Rashbam. Kol mechakim kulam sarik shiichtov kiyum mehon. ולא גרס ודן, ופירוש כל המחכים שאינם במקום שריר וקיים, שבפור שריר וקיים, תמיד נעל כשרים צריך לקיימם בסוף השטר לפני שריר וקיים. Means before you end the star, before you write the שריר וקיים, you have to write another line. שאם אינם מקוימים, איקר מה שמחק וזייף, והגיע כרסונו לאחר שרכתב השטר, או לאחר שעתמו העדים. You're worried that every guy raised after the עדים. So at the end of the star, before you finalize with the שריר וקיים, you're right. שתדעו בשורה פלוני ופלונית מחקו וכתבו במקום מילה מאה כתבו אלף. אוקיי? בריא ושאיר וקיים ועדים סיין ועדים everything's good. וסריך שיעזור מעניינו של שטר בשיטה אחרונה. New point. On the last line of the star, it always reviews the events of the whole star. You never put a new condition on the last line of the star.
Just recap.
It's just recap, exactly. You never add new items. Plus, he agreed to do... No, plus. The last line of the shtar, right before the witness is signed, is always just a recap of whatever happened, like in the ketubah. In the ketubah, what's the last line of the ketubah? And the last one, after they put all the conditions, v'kanena miyad ha-hatan al konan itzka li'il. And we made a kinyan to the hatan on everything that's written above. That's it. We don't add any of the kinyanim. Look at the Rashbam at the bottom. וסריך שיעזור זהו שאנו כותבים בסוף השטר וקננה מן פלוני בר פלוני לפריך חומה דכתב ומפרש לעין like I said that they were in the כתובה דהיינו שמפרש וכופה לעניין כתוב למעלה והייס סריך שיעזור הכי מפרשין עליו וסריך שלא יהיה כתוב בסוף השטר בשיטה האחרונה שום דבר חידוש no added חידוש ושום תנאי שהשטר תלוי בו you don't make a new condition that the star is dependent on שאינו כתוב למעלה why? לפי שלא נלמד בשיטה האחרונה we're not going to take the last line of a star seriously anyway so therefore don't add any new items because anyway the rule is you discount the last line of every star you don't pay attention to what it says okay so what's the ונמסה שיתקיים השטר העליון בלא התנאי ויגבה בו שלא כדין אף בשלא נתקיים התנאי אלא בדברים שלא צורך בהם ללמוד ממנו יסיים שטר וכגון מעניינו של שטר ומעטה לא נפסיד כלום אם לא נלמד בשיטה האחרונה שרקיבר מפורש למעלה מה שכתוב בשיטה האחרונה good if you're gonna try to add a new item in the bottom of the star the whole star is no good now because we're not going to pay attention to that line over there now the star is invalid and now it's like it's al peh the star is not going to have any value to it so therefore if you want your star to be good make sure in the last line you just keep it like it was now My Tama, what's the reason for this? So the Gemara says, Hadush, Amar Rav Amram, Lifi She'en Limedim Meshita Acharona. Because you don't learn from the last line of a shtar. Why? For the simple reason. When Edim sign a shtar, they don't sign exactly under the last line. They sign under the shtar. Now, what are you worried about? The shtar ends here.
the Edim sign 3 inches underneath it. What happens? Very simple. I can come now and add a line from the end of the shtar to where the witness is signed. And also, he said he's hayav, he's going to give me another $1 million. And the witnesses are there. So therefore, no hiddushim are going to be accepted on the last line anyway. So therefore, you're not going to benefit from adding a new item order. That's what the last line just put. And whatever was said above is agreed upon and finished. Because if you're going to add a new line, anyway, we're not going to take in the medin. You're not going to learn from it. And therefore, it's going to end up invalidating the shtar. Because now you have an item that you cannot follow, and therefore it's not considered a shtar, and therefore goodbye. Now look at the Rashbam. Amar of Amram, the fish in the medim shitachnu mepene, she'en ha'edim yichurim lekarev hatimatam kol kach besamuch besof ha'shtar. They can't write this exactly at the end of the shtar. Umanihim revach ben ha'shtar ha'hatimatam. Sometimes they leave a space between their signature and the shtar. V'yachol adam lezayif ulusif bentayim, shitachat, they can add a line in between. ואלכך תקון רבנן לעזור מעניינו של שטר בשיטה אחרונה לבלתי שיכתוב בדבר הצריך שהרי אם זייפו והוסיפו לאחר זמן. Now what's going to happen? Even if they're going to add something, אין אנו מפסידים כלום. You're not going to lose out anything אם לא נלמוד המנה שלכבר כתוב כל זה למעלה. Which means by adding it, adding what was written above, you're not going to lose that because it's written above. וגם אם זיפו ויוסיפו בשיטת החלק, and if you're going to add a new condition, שאחר עניינו של שטר שבשיטה האחרונה, בין השטר העדים, לא מעלה ולא מוריד, not going to help anyway, you know why? שאין למדים בשיטה האחרונה, ובשאין כתוב בשטר בריר וקיים מיילי. תרשבן פה זה הרבה פה, אני חדוש, all this is talking, we didn't write שריר וקיים. If you write שריר וקיים, leave as much as you want, I don't care, let the עדים sign on the bottom of the star, leave 10 feet in between. Because once you write Shirid V'Kayam, it's over. Yeah. But we're talking about a case where they didn't write the Shirid V'Kayam. So Shirid V'Kayam is still open for more more things. Okay, beautiful. Comes to Gemara now as a question. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Amram, Mina Lacha, or how do you know this law? So it says, Amar Le Detanya, we have a braita. Hirchik et ha'edim, shne shitin mena ketav pasul. If let's say you distance the edim, 2 lines from the ketav pasul, Shita achat kashir, but 1 line from the ketav kashir. So Kabbalah says, "Ma'ishin ashne shitin." What's the reason why 2 lines away is no good? Dilma mizayef echatav, because they might add some stuff in between. Shita achat nami mizayef. 1 line also they can come and add. Uchtiv er alav shmamina en lemidim shita harona shmamina. No, let them add. I'm not going to learn anything from it anyway. Understand? Which is when you leave 2 lines. So now 2 lines, I'm worried that what? That maybe you can add no item. And 2 lines away, 2 lines away, I take it seriously. However, 1 line away, no problem. They could sign 1 line away. What do you mean? Maybe we'll forge. Let them forge. I'll catch it right away. Because anyway, from the last line of the start, I don't learn anything from it. So therefore, it's forge proof.
Want to be under the summary?
No, that's what we want a summary. He wrote the whole start. He left 1 line blank. And then they sign. We say, that's kashir.
There would be the original
that's
summary.
That's kashir. Why is it kashir? Because even after they sign, what is the guy going to do? For us to forge it? So what is he going to write in there? He's not going to write a summary. He's going to add. And by the way, P.S., he also committed to give me $1 million. We're not going to take that line seriously anyway, because you don't take the last line of Ishtar seriously. So therefore, there's no problem. But if you leave 2 lines, what can he do? On the second line, he'll put a... Without a summary. It's not a mitzvah to write a summary. You don't have to write a summary. He's going to write on the 2 lines, he'll put on the second line before the Hatimot, and he owes me $1 million. What are we going to do? Oh, 2 lines we take seriously. So therefore, if you leave 2 lines to an end of the shtar pasul, because then already you can get away with a forgery. But if you leave 1 line blank before they sign, there's no forge, it's forge proof. Because even if you write something, we're not going to take it in the medim, so we're not going to take it seriously. Look at the Rashbam. Look at Rashbam, let's read the Rashbam. הרחיק את העדים שני שיטים מן הכתב, פסול. אם אין כתוב בו שריר וקיים, אוקיי, again, לא שריר וקיים, אפילו יש עדים שלא נוסף בו דבר זיוף. וואו. Even if the witness is signed, listen to this, we certify that there's no זיוף in the shtar. They didn't add anything. ומכל מקום, ההשטרה חספה בעמו שלא נעשה כתיקון חכמים. You didn't make the shtar like the rabbis want, which means even if the witness is signed, we're signing a shtar, and we're saying over here, there was nothing added afterwards. I don't care. You didn't write a shtar, the rabbis wanted you to write a shtar. How do the rabbis want you to write a shtar? With one line at least, or you don't have to leave any lines, but not more than 1 line. So again,
Review the law. Simple logic. Two lines, what are we worried about? Forgery. What are you worried about? On the second line, before the shtat ends, they're going to add a new condition. And what? And the lands are going to sign. And what are we going to say? Okay, you got to follow this $1 million clause over here. And what's going to end up happening? If really there was no $1 million clause. Now the guy's going to be out $1 million. But what? If you leave one line, so what are you worried about?
Yeah,
Rabbi, you left a line blank. What's going to happen? After the witness is signed, somebody's going to come along and add $1 million clause. Let them edit. In the medim. You don't learn from the last line anyway. So therefore, it's not shayak to come to a problem. Because anyway, from the last line of a shtar, in the medim. So therefore, that's what you learn. So comes the Gemara and says, Ela lav shvat minna, in the medim shita harona, shvat minna. So comes the Gemara and says, Yibai, Elihu, the Gemara has a question. Shita o mechsa mai.
Okay, yes.
Of course, that question was coming. What about 1.5 lines?
Excuse me, right? Small?
Yeah.
Two small lines?
Yeah, look at that, exactly. So the Gemara said, what's the question over here? What's the deed? Which means, since there's no room for two lines, I'll say it's kashir, right? Because it's not two lines. Or I'll say what? That maybe you're hoshesh that he's going to squeeze in 1.5 lines.
Yeah, the line.
He could write 2 lines in 1.5. So therefore, you write small. He can make 1.5 lines like 2 lines. Then it's going to be pasul. Or do you say no? 1.5 is not 2. And therefore it's kashir. That's the Gemara's question. Tashema. Hirhik et ha'edim shne shitin pasul. 2 lines. What's the diyuk?
Less than that.
Ah, shita u'mehsa kashir. Ema sefa. Shita ahat kashir. Shita ahat hu de kashir. Ha shita u'mehsa pasul. From that you cannot make mashma'ut, because the mashma'ut are soter each other. So what's the bottom line in this case? Tashema, detanya rechik et ta'edim shne shittim min haketav pasul pachot mikan kasher, period, which means less than 2 is kasher. So therefore, if you left 1.5 also, it's going to say anything 2 or more space between the shtar is going to be a, I think less is mutar. Okay, now we get to a question. Hayu arba'a v'chamisha edim hatumim al ashtar. Let's say, you can have as many witnesses as you want. You signed, let's say, 5 witnesses on ashtar. One under each other. Right. Line 1, line 2, line 3, line 4, line 5. V'nimsa ahat mem karuvu pasul. All of a sudden, one of the group over there, they were related to each other. Or one was pasul. Titkayim edut bishar. No problem. So long as you got 2 kosher guys on the ashtar, here's the hadushah. Wow. Skip line 1 and 2. Wow. Skip line 1 and 2 of the witnesses. Reuven, Shimon. You found Reuven and Shimon are related to each other. So those 2 guys are out. But I have after that Levi Yehuda. So it's good. Rely on the start of Levi Yehuda. Ah, Messiah le Hezkiah. This is a support to Hezkiah. Why would Hezkiah say? The Amar Hezkiah. Mil'u bekiruvim kashir. If you filled it up with relatives, it's kashir. What are we talking about over here? Look at Rashbam. So in order to get the Rashbam over here, go to the big Rashbam, starting on the
second small line.
Yeah, it's not the second. It's we need to Veli Nir'e. It's in the big Rashbam. You see Veli Nir'e right under Daf Pe Aleph. You see Daf Pe Aleph in the parentheses in the Rashbam. Go a couple lines down. Veli Nir'e. He's explaining what this means here.
לשון הראשון שסוף הברייתא דקטניא היו עליו 4 או 5 ודאי מעין תחילתם מיילי במילוי שני שיטין הפוסטין את השטר.
The case is talking about like this. You have a shtar. Okay? They left 2 lines. And then what? The witnesses signed and they left 2 lines. What do we just say when you leave 2 lines? The shtar is pasul. So what do they want to do? They want to fill in the lines. But I have 2 witnesses already. So what do? Go get relatives. Bring anybody. Just let them sign their names to fill in the lines so you don't leave blank lines. That's the hadush of Hezkiah. That normally if you would leave it, I have a shtar. Okay? I have 1 blank, 2 blank. The witnesses sign on the 3rd and on the 4th. Okay? But it's a problem. Because where the witnesses started, there's 2 blank lines above them. And if you're going to leave the shtar like that, the shtar is going to be pasul. But they can't sign their name twice. So what are you going to do to kosher the shtar? You made a mistake, no, my, we can't write a new shtar. We have a way to kosher it. Bring one of the relatives of the people. Even though a relative cannot sign a shtar. We're not using him to sign the shtar. Exactly. We're using him as a filler. Just fill your name in over here, and we're really relying on the bottom two. So that we read again what he says over here. Hayu arba'a v'hamisha aidim chatim al ashtar. No. They want you to sign it. I guess you can't change the style of a shtar.
Why can't they sign twice?
Because of that, they don't want to sign twice. Come today, maybe that looks like their forge now when they're signing twice. You're compromising their edu. But right. Shaker, when you sign another guy, he's a cut off. We're not paying attention. I don't need him. I'm just because he's a filler. So what he says over here? Look at the Rashbam again. V'ni nireh she'en lashon yishon she'sof abraita dektani ayu alav arba ala hamishav v'dayb ma'en tiratam mali b'milui shtei shitin apostim et ashtar k'dektani resha uba lomar she'milui kerovim מכשירו, והיינו לך מסייע לחזקיה, דאי רינמי בינו שני שיטין של חלק. Okay, beautiful. Now, the Gemara continues and says, so what was the proof over here? I'm reading again. היו ארבעה וחמישה עדים חותמים על השטר, ונמצא אחד מהם קרוב פסוט כמדות בשאר. And what's the proof? The proof is, מסייע לחזקיה, כוס חזקיה, זה דבר חזקיה, מלאו בקרובים כשר. You see, you can use kerubim on a star as fillers. Don't be shocked, such a hadush like this. Share avir sukkah posel b'shlosha, schach pasul posel b'arba'ah. Wow. You're shocked at such a thing? That you could fill with psulim? You do it in sukkah, every year you do it. Because what's the law? The law is if you have airspace in the sukkah, three tefahim. You have a schach. Three tefahim is pasul. So you need to fill it in. How do you fill it in three tefahim? You fill in three tefahim with schach pasul. As long as it's three tefahim, you're able to put schach pasul, and the sukkah remains kasher. Once already it's airspace of four, now already schach pasul is a problem. Then you have to put already schach kasher. You have to have other dealings. But you can use a pasul filler in a sukkah. So the guy was giving you like a mashal. Don't tell me, how can you use a filler that's pasul? You do it in sukkah. Meaning you see a concept like that in Torah. Look at the bottom, Nashbam. Ve'al tetamam mizeh ha'haluk ki biyoto ha'elek ashtar pasul v'imbe'o pefsulim ne'adut kasher. Meaning if you left it blank, it'll be pasul. And you fill it up with pasul, it's kasher. Again, if you left it blank, it's pasul. You filled it with pasul, it's kasher. How does that work? Sukkah is the proof. שרי סוכה ביות באוויר שלושה תפחים פסולה, וימילו בשכח פסול, כגון בדבר המקבל, מרל בים זה צי, מקבל תומעה, הוא שרה סוכה, שאין שכח פסול פוסל אלא בארבעה תפחים. So what do you see by סוכה? When it's blank, it's פסול. When you fill it with פסול, it's kasher. Same thing with the shtar. So that's his ראיה. What comes out over here? That's it. That's what comes out. That's what comes out. Baruch Adonai le'olam.